You're listening to SBS News.
The Matildas are ranked 6th in the world in women's football, and if they are to stay there, they'll need to score wins in both matches against Chile, starting at Sydney's Penrith Stadium on Saturday afternoon. Another good reason for the team to perform, apart from securing a good ranking for next year's World Cup in France, is the rise of some new talent within the squad. It's something veteran player Claire Polkinghorne believes makes it tougher for coach Alan Stajic to make his selections.
There's no position where a player can say their position's safe, which is, what we want as a group, and we want to make Stadge's job as hard as it can be and make it difficult for him to choose the team, because at the end of the day, whichever 11 we put out there, we know that they can do the job.
Polkinghorne is in line to make her 111th appearance for the Matildas. SBS has live coverage of that match from Penrith Stadium from 3 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, with the second match in Newcastle on Tuesday evening also on SBS. If you're a women's basketball fan, however, on Saturday you'll have to make a choice, with SBS Viceland having live WNBL action also from 3 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, when Perth takes on Canberra. In the English Premier League on Saturday night, Cardiff City welcomes Brighton and Hove Albion, which includes Socceroos goalkeeper Matt Ryan in its lineup. Ryan is in top form, not conceding a single Premier League goal during the month of October. He saved all 17 shots he faced against West Ham, Newcastle and Wolverhampton to help Brighton secure 3 crucial victories. You can see if he can keep that run going when SBS's English Premier League coverage continues from 11 p.m. on Saturday night. Australia's national rugby team, the Wallabies, are gearing up for a tough start to the spring tour against Wales. Wales is on a good winning run of 6 games straight, which includes victories against France and South Africa. Australia's form against Wales has historically been good, though, with the Wallabies not losing to the Welsh since 2008. Wales played a match against Scotland last weekend to help it prepare to face Australia. Wallabies assistant coach Nathan Gray isn't surprised Wales scheduled a game ahead of the match.
Yeah, I think they'd be looking at themselves as a different proposition to this time last year when we were their first game. So, yeah, it's obviously Warren and the team planned that for a reason. But we're certainly ready ourselves.
SBS has live coverage of the spring tour, with the action getting underway in the early hours of Sunday morning at 4:05 a.m. The Women's Cricket T20 World Cup gets underway in the West Indies this weekend, with Australia's first match against Pakistan taking place early on Saturday morning. The game takes place at Providence Stadium at 7 a.m, and Australia is looking to go one better than it did at the last World Cup when it lost to the West Indies in the final. There's been a number of good performances in the lead-up matches, which is something Captain Meg Lanning feels is important ahead of the World Cup.
You do need different people stepping up at different times, and we've seen that throughout the past 2 series for us, that everybody's been able to play their role when needed. So, we feel like we're going to need that throughout the tournament. We're going to need someone, we're going to need everyone at some point. So I feel like the group's in a really good spot to be able to recognise that and deliver when it counts.
Australia's cricketing men will play game 2 of their one-day series against South Africa in Adelaide on Friday, starting at 2:20 p.m. After losing the opening game in Perth, Australia must win to keep this series alive. Vice-captain Alex Carey says the return of Sean Marsh to the number 3 spot will help stabilise the top-order batting, which has proved fragile in recent matches.
Probably play a bit of an anchor role around some of those top-order explosive players. He's played a lot of one-day cricket now and his numbers are really good, so I guess a little bit of stability up the top, hopefully.
Australia is on a 7-match losing streak in 50-over cricket, so a win will be a welcome return to the winner's circle. And finally, in Formula One Grand Prix action, the attention is now on the Constructors' Championship, after British driver Lewis Hamilton wrapped up a 5th world title in Mexico 2 weekends ago. Hamilton's Mercedes team needs to outscore Ferrari by 12 points at the Brazilian Grand Prix to complete the drivers' and constructors' double, which they're hoping to take for the 5th consecutive year. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.